Now, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews here on Central Time and on The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today, we continue our interviews with candidates for governor. There's a contested primary for Republicans and for Democrats. Today, we talked to attorney Matt Flynn, who's running in the Democratic primary. Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be with you.
Let's start off with what we're asking all the candidates. You've got the length of an elevator ride to tell someone why you're running for governor of Wisconsin. What do you tell them?
Very simply, I am not going to stand by and watch our democracy destroyed. I'm a Navy veteran. Donald Trump has betrayed us to the Russians for bribery and blackmail. He's been described as the tip of the spear of Russian military intelligence. And the Senate and the House can't stand up to him, but strong Democratic governors will. And Scott Walker's betrayed us to his donors. He's a policy mule for the Republican donor cartel, made us into a water colony for corporate pollution and a labor colony for union busting and reducing wages. Both Walker and Trump are running governments that are beyond a liberal democracy, and I want them out, and I'm going to do something about Walker.
Looking at your background with the Democratic Party as an attorney, as you mentioned, a U.S. Navy veteran, how do you see your background helping you as governor of Wisconsin?
Well, it helps me in a variety of ways. First of all, I'm the only veteran in the race in the Democratic primary, and I've gotten good support from fellow veterans around the state. And the second thing is, a former party chairman, I've unified our party before, and I will unify the state. On the ship I was on, we had sailors from Alabama and Mississippi and from California and New York and Wisconsin, and there was no north-south divide. There was no urban-rural divide. We were shipmates, and I look on everyone in the state as my shipmate. I will bring us together.
As an attorney, you represented the Milwaukee Diocese of the Catholic Church for a number of years when the sex abuse scandal was at its peak. Several people in the Democratic Party, some of your opponents, Governor Walker, advocates for people abused by priests, have called on you to drop out of the race, citing your work for your client on those cases. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'm proud of the work. I'm proud of having represented the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. I did not represent any of the priests that had done these criminal things. As far as I'm concerned, they were criminals and should go to prison. But I was brought in to clean it up, first of all, to enter into fair settlements with victims for compensation and therapy so they could get on with their lives. I mean, I couldn't go back in time and undo the terrible things that occurred, but I could treat them with dignity and respect and make sure that they were able to go forward. And then secondly, I was part of a team that put into effect procedures so it would never happen again. There would never again be a transfer of an abusive priest, and there would be immediate reporting to the police, and I was not involved in any of the transfers that had occurred. I'm very proud of what I did. You have to understand something. Plaintiff's lawyers are really percentage lawyers, and when they came in, they demanded, in effect, virtually all of the, what could have amounted individually to all of the resources of the Archdiocese. The Archdiocese is hospitals, schools, refugee resettlement centers, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, Catholic charities, and they had funding had to be maintained. And so we entered into very fair settlements. And I just reject calls. I mean, part of it is sort of an identity politics elite in the Democratic Party that likes to control nominations before elections. And part of it is just people who are self-interested. They're supporting another candidate and so forth, and they seize on this. But this is America. I mean, people are entitled to defense. The most terrible people in society are entitled to a defense. And unless you're prepared to say that a public defender can never run for judge because he represented murderers, this is America. In China and Russia, you don't get a lawyer. But that's what's good about our country.
Talking to Matt Flynn about his campaign in the Democratic primary for governor of Wisconsin. Under Governor Walker, unemployment is at this record low in Wisconsin. Why should Wisconsinites make a change and vote for you or one of your fellow Democrats?
Well, it's not under Governor Walker. It's in spite of Governor Walker. Under George W. Bush, it was up to almost 10%, and it was the Democratic policies of the previous 8 years that brought it down. But the problem with Walker is he's a wage killer. What the real issue is wages. There are a lot of people working for very low-wage jobs, part-time, several part-time jobs. What he has done is, at the behest of his donors, he's killed wages. He passed Right to Work. He passed Act 10, took away prevailing wage, froze the minimum wage. And his job is to squash wages so that the productivity increases from technology and industrious workers goes to corporations, investors, and bondholders. And I know that, and I'm not going to put up with it. I'm going to reverse Act 10, repeal Act 10, repeal right to work, put back in prevailing wage, raise the minimum wage, and get wages up in this state. And when you do that, we're going to clean up our water, put in a new DNR, we're going to make health care available, and most importantly, we're going to put money in education, in the University of Wisconsin system and public education, and we're going to restore our state to the greatness it enjoyed before Scott Walker darkened its door.
There are eight people, as you know, running as Democrats in this primary. How do you distinguish yourself from your seven opponents?
I'm the only veteran, and I think that that experience and the support of veterans around the state is important. I'm the only one that has served as party chairman, and so I have contacts throughout the state. And more importantly, I've unified our party before, and you have to do that before you can unify the state. And most important, I have been a commercial litigation partner at Quarles & Brady for many years, and I'm the only candidate that has said that I will go to court to stop the Foxconn deal, rescind it, without any exposure to potential damages, and I've laid out a plan on how to do it. And most of the others say, well, it can't be done, it's a contract, it's an illegal contract, and illegal contracts run enforceable in Wisconsin. And really, there's only one other candidate, Paul Soglin, who has agreed with me and said that it can be rescinded, but I've had much longer commercial litigation experience, and I've laid out how I'm going to do it.
Do you think really with litigation you could stop the Foxconn project? They have lawyers as well. They could, I think, make a pretty compelling case that they have a done deal here.
Well, when you say they can make a compelling case they have a done deal, they managed to outwit, which is not difficult, Scott Walker, who didn't have the ability, the experience to even go into this deal. But there's two things you have to understand. One is an illegal contract, an unconstitutional contract, is unenforceable in Wisconsin. Number two, this is illegal and unenforceable because it exempts one company, Foxconn, from three major laws of Wisconsin. It exempts them in, by description of them and only them from our wetlands laws, our environmental impact statement laws, and from the jurisdiction of our Court of Appeals, the only company in history that doesn't have to go through our Court of Appeals. That's called a private bill. You can't pass legislation that only benefits one person or one company. You can pass it by category, you can, and so on, but you can't pass a private bill. And in this particular case, I will go to court, and I will move to rescind it in front of a judge in federal court, and I expect that we're going to win.
How would you use state's money and resources to try to attract businesses to Wisconsin, if not things like the Foxconn deal?
Right. So if we rescind the Foxconn deal, and I think we will, and we get our financial house in order, and we're going to do that by also repealing the manufacturer and agriculture exemption, which goes to mostly a few wealthy people, get back the $1 billion that Walker turned down for Medicaid supplements of our money, and the $800 million of our money for train money, transportation money. What I would do is this. Great companies do not come to Wisconsin because they're going to be given money or bribed. They come here because they like honest government, clean water and a clean environment, where hunting and fishing and recreation are available for their employees, a strong public education system so that they have well-educated employees for their various jobs, and the children of their employees are going to have a good education, and a clean state. That's what we were up until Scott Walker. We used to be known for honest government, clean water, and high wages. And today we're known for corrupt government, dirty water, and low wages because of Scott Walker. I've represented many of these companies, and they're very good people. And I know the good union companies, and I know what they want. And they don't want to be bribed like this Chinese company, Foxconn, by Scott Walker with a large amount of money for no apparent reason. What they want is a good infrastructure, good roads. I would use the money for public education, health care, and totally repairing the roads in the state.
We're talking to Matt Flynn, Democratic candidate in the primary for governor, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for candidate Matt Flynn? Do you want to know where he stands on a particular issue? call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Matt Flynn is with us. We're talking about his campaign in the Democratic primary for governor of Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What question do you have for Matt Flynn? What issue do you want to know his stance on? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Before we go to our callers, you mentioned increasing investment in education. Can you talk about your goals for Wisconsin's educational system?
Great. Well, first of all, Scott Walker has vandalized the UW system. The UW-Madison is one of the top 50 universities in the world. UW-Milwaukee is an R1 research institution, and all our other great campuses, Green Bay, Eau Claire, all of them, Whitewater, et cetera, Stevens Point. And Stevens Point now is going to give up its liberal arts department. I would greatly increase funding to the University of Wisconsin, and I would lower tuition by a lot. Tuition is way too high, but a lowering of tuition has to be fully funded. So I would put back in the over $1 billion that he took out of it to injure it. So that's what I would do, number one. I would restore statutory tenure to restore the prestige of the faculty, to attract the best graduate students and professors, reaffirm the mission statement. And for K-12, what I would do is I have renamed it pre-K-14. I would put more money into early education, early childhood, and I would also fully fund public education. What he did when he got in is he took out hundreds of millions of dollars, $1 billion, really, and then at election time he slips some in and says he's the education governor, which is, I thought, a joke from The Onion when I first heard it, but he's not the education governor. And I would also make tuition at our in-state public technical colleges and two-year colleges in the first 2 years of university tuition-free for in-state residents. They'd still have room and board to pay, and they still have fees and books. But I think that if we were to be, provide that tuition, that would keep a lot of high school graduates in the state. And finally, I mean, I'll say this, an educated citizenry is the greatest asset any state has. And I feel very strongly about that, and it takes money.
Let's go to our callers now. Jay is with us in O'Connell. Jay, hi.
Hi. Hey, Matt, my question is this. Why do we have to have corporate welfare to companies like Kimberly-Clark after they've had a huge tax cut? And also, most of that tax cut has gone back to dividends and buying back stock instead of helping the companies be more profitable by training workers and investing in new products.
Jay, thanks for the call. Jay, referring to the effort to keep Kimberly-Clark jobs, more of them here in the state with state incentives similar to the Foxconn deal. Where do you stand on that, Matt?
Right. That's exactly what's happened. Everybody in the state wants to be Foxconn now. Everybody wants to be Foxconn. Kimberly-Clark came in, and what they've said is basically they were going to leave the state, and basically it's a tactic. The union made some more concessions, and my stand on it is this. I am not going to be Foxconn. In other words, I want Foxconn out itself in terms of at least giving them money. With any other in-state company who's here and has a legitimate need that I'm going to review, and I've practiced law in this area for a long time, I'm willing to sit down with anyone, and I'm not insensitive to what's going on. But if we're getting hosed, if we're getting scammed here, in other words, this is a squeeze play, okay, Foxconn got it, we want it, so we'll pretend to go out. I'm a hard negotiator. I'm not going to put up with it. So based on everything that I've seen, and based on what the union concessions, I'm willing to sit down and talk with them. But I'm not willing to just, you know, write a blank check to these people. And I'm very, very sensitive to the fact that people will try to Foxconn us. And that's got to stop. That stops with me.
Back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Owen is on the line in Wyawega. Owen, hi.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. All right, candidate Flynn, is that correct, Flynn?
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. So name recognition is low because I haven't heard much about you. My question is this. As an attorney, what are you going to do to protect democracy? I'm a young beginning dairy farmer in the state of Wisconsin trying to compete against large corporate-style farms that hire 90% of their labor is not eligible to vote because they're not U.S. citizens. What are we going to do to bring the voting eligible citizen back into the agricultural communities and help democracy prevail instead of replacing our ability to work in a manner that is conducive to helping our dairy economy and our farming commodity.
Owen, thanks for the call. Owen, concerned about small farms, yep, and immigrant labor on larger farms.
Right, and democracy itself. And I agree with him. Owen, let me tell you this. The Republican Party has found a way to govern without getting a majority of the vote through gerrymandering, voter ID, the Russian hacking to scare everybody and everything else. They've even added us to the list of states who's called for a constitutional convention, and they're going to get 7 of 9 votes at that convention to amend our Constitution. They don't even have a majority of the votes of the state legislature. I don't mean in the legislature, but because of gerrymandering, they have a majority, and that's it. Here's a couple of things I would do. First of all, I will get rid of gerrymandering. I'll get rid of voter ID. I'll get rid of all these impediments to voting so that we have free American citizens voting and making their will express, not gerrymandered in these rotten districts. Number two, when it comes to dairy farms and the competition, part of it is the CAFOs, the Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations. I'm going to restore local control to every county. I think that the government of the county should really be the basic unit of the expression of a free people. And so what's going to happen is, if a county does not want a CAFO, they'll zone it out. And a lot of the geology of the state doesn't tolerate that level of manure and so on. But more importantly, the oversupply is squeezing out a lot of small family farms. And third, I'll tell you this about protecting our borders. The Democratic Party was the party of Truman, Roosevelt, and John F. Kennedy. We're strong on defense, strong on protecting our borders. And we've taken a wrong turn in the last number of years. And Donald Trump is a phony baloney. He is not really protecting anything. He's betrayed us to the Russians. It's time, in my view, for a strong Democratic governor to say, I'm strong on defense. I'm strong on protecting our borders. I do not want drug cartels, jihadists, and transnational gangs coming into this country, and I will keep them out. So I'm going to keep America for our own jobs, but as long as the Republican Party is in power, what they are doing is they found a way to govern, even though they didn't get the majority of the votes, and I'm going to stop that. I'm going to veto the next crooked reapportionment, put it into a federal court where we get fair lines, set up an Iowa-type commission of fair lines, and then let everybody go at it in a democracy, and the will of the people will prevail.
Talking to Democratic candidate for Governor Matt Flynn, running in the primary election, voting next month, August 14th. Back to your calls. Evie is with us in Delavan. Evie, hi. Evie, are you there? No, Evie, but Evie wanted to ask about your views on gun control, Matt.
Right. I'm a strong proponent of the Second Amendment, but as a military man, I also don't believe that military weapons should be in civilian hands. Nobody has a right or should have nuclear weapons, chemical biological weapons, shoulder-held missile launchers, and in my view, military assault rifles, because those are military weapons. You want to handle any of them, nuclear, you go in the Navy or the Air Force, missile launchers and military assault rifles, you go into the Army and the Marine Corps. So I will fight to the end to preserve Second Amendment rights to handguns, rifles, and shotguns. The people deserve to be armed, but they do not deserve to be armed, and they shouldn't be armed with military weapons.
Go next to David, calling from near Hayward. David, hi.
Mr. Flynn, what is your position on nonviolent filling our prisons and releasing them? And how would you deal with a law and order crowd that would, you know, attack an attitude like that?
Nonviolent prisoners in the prison population, Matt.
Right. I was the first person in this primary to come out for the full legalization of marijuana for medicinal, recreational, all purposes, tax and regulated for people over 21. If it's legal in Colorado, it should not be a crime here. The first day that I'm in office, I will start the pardoning of everybody in our prison systems who's in there for nonviolent possession offenses of marijuana and other substances. And the addictive issues, addiction, mental health, we have no business having that in the prisons. We spend more on prisons right now than on the University of Wisconsin system. I'm going to have the biggest pardon board in history, and I'm going to send out word to these cowboy judges around the state that like to give long sentences and crack down on nonviolent people and say this. You convict them at 10 in the morning. I will pardon them by 2 in the afternoon. Do not waste my time. The Republicans can't take the pardon power away from me. If they insist on enforcing some of these laws and making them criminal, I will pardon people. I will reduce the population of the prisons in this state by a lot. I want to put an end to mass incarceration. Prisons are for violent people, rapists, murderers, that kind of thing. They're not there for possession offenses.
Thanks for that call. And Matt Flynn, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks for joining us today.
It was a great thing. Thank you very much, Rob. Enjoyed it.
That's Matt Flynn running for governor as a Democrat. Political activist Mike McCabe, who's also running as a Democrat, will join us at this time tomorrow. Profiles of all the Democratic and Republican candidates for governor can be found at WPR.org/governor. Between now and the August 14th primary, we've invited candidates in contested primaries to join us for interviews here on Central Time and on The Morning Show. You can find all of those interviews. They'll be loaded up at WisconsinVote.org.